from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting, an American in Paris. U.S. President Donald Trump is now in Paris at the invitation of French President Emmanuel Macron. As VOA's Luis Ramirez reports, the first meeting and an aggressive handshake between the two was heavily scrutinized globally, and now both have the challenge of getting past Mr. Trump's decision to pull out of the Paris Climate Change Agreement.
France put much work into hosting the 2015 Climate Change Summit and considers the agreement a great achievement.
So to finally have reached a conclusion on that agreement, only to see the newly elected United States president withdraw the US from it almost with next to no notification, that will be a very sore point of contention at those meetings. And no matter how much they try to paper over it in their public appearances, you can be sure that in the private discussions that they have, the French will be doing everything they can to try to find some solution to this.
And then there is Trump's relationship with Russian President Vladimir Putin on display in their marathon meeting at the G20 last Friday. France, along with the rest of Western Europe, is nervous.
That is Luis Ramirez, VOA correspondent, reporting from Paris. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson returns to Doha on Thursday to meet with the Emir of Qatar, the latest step in a round of shuttle diplomacy aimed at resolving a standoff between Qatar and a group that includes Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and Egypt. The Saudi-led group accuses Qatar of supporting terrorism and has given Doha a 13-point list of demands after severing diplomatic ties in early June. The number of refugees allowed into the U.S. this fiscal year has exceeded 50,000 to 50,086. As of Wednesday, President Donald Trump and his executive order restricting travelers and refugees to the U.S. established the cap. This is